Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, the 10th of Mar Cheshvan, and we are finishing up the 10th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, describing the trait of Nikios, of spiritual cleanliness. We will back up to page 165. V'hinei al mida zo, haya David sameach bi'atzmo v'omer, erchatz b'nikayon kapay v'asovavas mizbachacha Hashem. David HaMelech said, I will wash my hands in purity, and I will circle around your altar, Hashem. Ki be'emes, rak mi sheyinake legamrei, mikol nidnud chet v'avon, hu haray lirosas p'nei HaMelech Hashem. He says, what David HaMelech was saying is only one who is completely cleansed from any trace of transgression and iniquity is suited to stand in the presence of Hashem. Because if you haven't been spiritually cleansed, then you would be ashamed and embarrassed to stand in front of Hashem. A statement that Ezra HaSofer said, Hashem, I'm embarrassed and ashamed to lift my face to you. Ramchal says it's a lot of work to reach this state of shlemos, of nikios, ki haveras hanikaros viduos kalosim lishamer mehem. He says, zehiros means staying away from the obvious transgressions. And he said, that comparatively is easy, kevan shera asam gluya, because your starting point, you at least can identify that's evil, and now this, can I stay away from it? Kazeh hamitzarech lenikios hu ashayoser. He says the scrupulousness, the diktuk, how careful you have to be and how sensitive you have to be to even notice the subtle averos is extremely difficult. We have this concept called horas heter. We justify, we rationalize, we tell ourselves that things are okay. We have a lot of trouble identifying and seeing things clearly. This is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that the chataim that a person tramples on with his heels, that he doesn't even think about, that he's either so used to doing them, or he actually thinks that what he's doing is right. He says those, the Gemara says, those are the chataim that surround a person at the time of judgment. And this is why Chazal tell us that there's certain averos that are extremely difficult to stay away from. And Chazal lists three, primarily gezel, stealing, arayos, and avak lashon hara. Rov dakuso kol bnei adam nichshalim bo b'masha in makirim oso. And he ends off by saying avak lashon hara, the dust of evil speech. It's not really evil. It's either in a subtle way evil or something that will lead people to speak badly about somebody. He says, most people, everybody, is nichshal because they don't even recognize that that speech is included. V'yamar zecharlem levrach, she'David haya nizhar, u'minakatzmo nikayon gamor mikol leila. David HaMelech said that he has cleansed himself from all of this. V'alken hayaholet l'melchama b'bitachon chazak, v'aya shoel erdof ha'ivah v'asigim lo shuv ar kalosam. That's why David HaMelech went to war completely confident. He went to war completely confident, not because he was confident in the fighting abilities of his men. It was because he was confident in his character. David HaMelech made a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His request was, allow me to pursue my foes and overtake them. Do not let me return until they are destroyed. And says Ramchal, nobody else was able to make that claim because they were not at the spiritual level of David HaMelech. V'umash amar hu atzmo b'soch dvarav, yigmaleni Hashem kitzidki kavor yada yashivli. David HaMelech said, Hashem, please, pay me back according to my righteousness. Repay me in a way befitting the purity of my hands. V'amar od v'yashav Hashem li v'tzidki k'vor yaday l'neged enav v'hu abor v'anikayin hazeh shezacharnu. David HaMelech was talking about this purity of hands, purity and cleanliness meant nikayon, spiritual purity. V'az chazar v'amar ki v'cha arutz gedud. Erdof oivai v'asigem v'hu atzma amar od mi'ala v'har Hashem mi'akum b'kum b'kadsho niki chapayim uvar levav. This is David HaMelech. What he's showing you is David is talking about pure and clean hands. What he means is spiritual purity. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, it's extremely difficult to attain this. Teva ha'adam chalash, because the nature of man is weak. Libo niftel nikla, a person is naturally swayed by physicality and his drives and emotions, and a person naturally, subconsciously permits for himself, rationalizes and misleads himself. And he says, one who has reached perfection in this trait has already reached a spiritual level, because this is extremely difficult. It's like the Ramchal's giving us a pep talk, but he said, now I'm going to clarify this trait. Let's get started, and Bli Neder, we will start tomorrow with Perek Yud Aleph. Have a good day.